All right. My name is Josh Smith, for those that don't know me. You may see me running sound at church every other weekend or so. I'm not playing solitaire on that iPad. You may also know my wife Erin and our kids, Alton and Joanna. During the week, I work as a geologist for the state, and my wife and I were baptized here at Family Camp 3 years ago. I was also supposed to be speaking last Family Camp. Of course, that got canceled because of fire, and this year we've got hail and lightning and thunder. I wonder what's going on. We're going to be going over Psalm 121, as Mark was saying, and first I'd like to pray. Lord, as Jared prayed earlier, I just pray that you can allow me to speak your truth, to guide me in that, and anything that I get wrong in this to just be forgotten by everyone. And please just guide me through this passage. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the author of Psalm 121 is unknown, but we do know, as Mark was saying, that it was sung by the Jewish people pilgrimaging to Jerusalem and the walk up to the temple during their festivals. They'd be traveling to the temple for the religious rituals mandated by Jewish tradition and to make sacrifices in the Old Covenant. All right, I'm going to read the passage now. So, Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from evil, all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. So as we're talking about this pilgrimage, Psalm 121 is the song of ascent for when traveling to Jerusalem has begun. And it serves as a reminder to ourselves and each other who our helper is in the struggles ahead and the foundation we stand on. This song, this poem, is about the traveler's need for help on the trip, protection from the pitfalls of life in the world, and how God provides an unwavering foundation for faith and life. For those on the pilgrimage, it was a reminder of God's help as they made their way to participate in the Old Covenant ritual, while followers of Christ in the New Covenant are reminded of the help from God that takes on a new meaning. The struggles we face, both physical and more importantly the spiritual, are in God's plain view and part of his plan. All right. We must, however, be careful in taking some of the parts of this psalm too literally, as it could lead to a belief that our worldly life is going to be free from hardship. As we all know as believers, life is not absent of hardship and struggle. As Jesus says in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Psalm 121 is often misconstrued by health and wealth preachers when they take the perspective of God being your helper in the world, in worldly endeavors, that God is your protector in the world, not from the world. We will lose our footing in the world, but God will keep our feet planted on the foundation of Christ's salvation. We will fail. Every trip has its detours, breakdowns, getting lost, and having to start over. But Christ will be there for us, unceasing, never sleeping. It's very fitting that we travel up to Mountain Meadows, ascending to the relief we find here with other believers worshiping and diving into God's Word. If you are like me, the time before the start of the journey up can be filled with worry and stress. This passage is a reminder that through all of our worldly stresses and worries, God has the believer's soul and eternal plan secured. This passage is a reminder of our need to continually turn to Christ in all we face in the world and to be thankful for where he has placed us and the continual work he puts into us. When driving up the hill, we gain a new perspective. We get to leave some of the world behind for a little while. And if you're like me, you find it hard not to look up to the hills and mountains, admiring the awesome, massive, and complicated spectacles God has made around us. As a geologist, I ponder the scale, the complexity, and the power it takes to make those mountains. How much more power does the creator of those mountains possess? That power at his disposal, and us as undeserving sinners, through Christ, he becomes our helper. When you look up to those mountains, he is even higher and greater above them, and yet with Christ in our hearts, he does not look down upon us. Imagine how vulnerable Israel and all the people were in the time this song was written, especially at night. Imagine needing to have a guard out all night, every night, standing watch. How well can you stay awake in the darkness alone? We need God's vigilance to guide, correct, and protect us in the darkness of the world. He is never asleep. From the beginning, God created it all and knew the story, how we would sin, and that our Redeemer in Christ would save us. Last night at our Bible study, we had one of the fitting pieces of scripture we went through. It was 1 Peter 1:3-7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Leaving camp is always hard, but there is one thing that I enjoy when leaving, and it always seems to surprise me. It's when you drive out from the front gate and you go up that first hill, and you crest that hill, you're met with an amazing view of Lassen. And every time we drive out, I always forget, and I always see that, and I think it's amazing. Whenever you end up leaving camp this weekend, hopefully during the daytime, I'd ask you to look for that view and ponder the beauty of the mountain's power, and also think about the strength and the power of the one who created it, the one who created it all. How much more magnificent God is to be the creator of such things and to be your helper. Not in worldly goals, but to be the helper and protector of your salvation in Jesus Christ. All right?